From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The crash of a U.S. fighter jet in Libya is the only apparent setback so far in the U.S.-led operation to establish a no-fly zone over that country. Both crew members ejected safely and sustained only minor injuries. The Pentagon is blaming a mechanical problem for the crash. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the United States is hoping to pass off command of the operation within the next few days.
This command and control business is complicated. We haven't done something like this kind of on the fly before. And so it's not surprising to me that it would take a few days to get it all sorted out.
Gates speaking to reporters in Moscow today. The other focus of the military effort to halt attacks against civilians by forces loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi has not yet been as successful. It's the sound of Gaddafi's forces shelling the city of Ajdabiya today. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in that area.
I'm on the roadway between Ajdabiya and Benghazi, and the front line is right near the city of Ajdabiya. It's a bit fluid. The line keeps getting pushed back and forward a little bit, but the rebels have not been able to take advantage yet of Allied airstrikes to push deeper into Ajdabiya. That city is still controlled by Colonel Gaddafi's forces.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Libya. President Obama has spoken by phone with Turkey's prime minister today. The White House says the two leaders agreed that all necessary measures must be used to protect civilians in Libya. The president is in the midst of a trip to Latin America, and NPR's Ari Shapiro says Mr. Obama is emphasizing the accomplishments of countries that have moved from dictatorship to democracy.
Many of these Latin American countries have thrown off autocratic rulers in the 1970s and 80s, and President Obama said that's one reason that so many of these countries are doing well economically right now. Millions of people in these countries are coming out of poverty. President Obama wants to strengthen the economic ties between these countries and the United States. That way, he says, those countries can buy goods from the U.S., helping to pull the U.S. out of the economic slump that barely hurt Latin America at all.
NPR's Ari Shapiro traveling with the president. The utility that operates the badly damaged nuclear power complex in Japan says electricity lines have now been installed to all six of the reactor units there, but pumps and other cooling gear must be checked before any effort is made to power them up. Hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the disasters in Japan remain in shelters. U.S. Marines are helping distribute supplies. First Lieutenant John Norton is with the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force.
In a lot of places it's very cold. We've delivered everything from cots and blankets to kerosene for heaters because the weather has made things very difficult.
Authorities in Japan have begun testing for radiation in the seawater near the damaged nuclear power complex. On Wall Street, stock prices are marking time today after yesterday's rally. The Dow is down 15 points. The Nasdaq is off 8. This is NPR News. Yemen's embattled president, who has been an ally of the United States, is pledging to step down by the end of this year, but he says he will not hand over power to military commanders who have sided with the opposition there. Opposition leaders have reportedly rejected his offer amid new street protests today. One of the last musicians from an influential era of blues music has died at the age of 97 in Texas. NPR's Sammy Yenigan reports Pine Top Perkins was one of the oldest performers of the Delta Blues.
Until the day he died, blues artist Pine Top Perkins got to do what he loved most, play the piano. In the 1950s, Perkins earned his nickname for a recording he did of Pine Top's Boogie Woogie by Pine Top Smith. After touring with blues guitarist Earl Hooker in the late 50s, Pine Top Perkins was picked to play in the Muddy Waters Band. He stayed for over a decade. Music was with Perkins until the end. This year, he was booked for over 20 shows, and just last Saturday, he was spotted at a gig in downtown Austin. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.
Rising oil prices are translating into higher airfares as airlines try to offset higher jet fuel costs. Rick Sini is with the group FareCompare.com. He says the higher fares are coming just when travel demand is ramping up for the spring and summer seasons.
In the recession, there was plenty of discounted seats, but nobody had any money to pay for them. Now we have no empty middle seats at all, and the prices are much higher. So it's sort of flipped over the last 2 years.
Sini says the best time to shop for cheap airfares is Tuesdays at about 3 p.m. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.